Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
And with our opening markets, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 5:11, down 1 on the open. September, 5:09, down 9.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 389, down 1 on the open. September, 404, down 3.25. December, 424, down 1.75. March, 440, down 1.5 on the open. July wheat opened at 240, down 5.25 on the open. September, 250, down 5. December, 265, down 5.25. March, 276.5, down 5. July, 293.5, down 4. December, 303.5, down 4.25 on the open. July oats opened at 219.25, unchanged on the open. September, 195.5, down 1. July soybeans opened at 6:04, down 4.5 on the open. August, 6:05, down 8.5. September, 6:14, down 6.5. November, 6:28, down 7.25. January, 6:38, down 6. March, 6:42.5, down 7. May, 6:43, down 8 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 174, down 120 on the open. August, 174.50, down $2. July soybean oil opened at 26.95, down 17 on the open. August, 27.01, down 21. At the Merck, August feeders open at 116.20, up 15 on the open. September, 115.60, down 15. October, 114.90, up 7.5. August live cattle open at 85.80, down 15 on the open. October, 89.55, down 22.5. July lean hogs open at 72.75, down 57.5 on the open. August, 70.30, down 55. October, 62.30, down 27.5. December, 58.40, down 62.5 on the open. And July pork bellies open at 94.80, down $2 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
It's a tough day if you're a hedger at the Chicago Board of Trade. How much of this is weather?
Oh, probably we would suspect maybe a third, and the other two-thirds probably the Informa numbers. They came out this morning early on and put a pretty big number in front of the trade. On corn, they came out with $10.9 billion for production. That puts them at a 151.4 yield. And on the beans, those folks came out with a 3.116 crop, and that put them at 42.1 on the yield. So, the weather map did change on the GFS. The no-gaps models remain pretty much the same. It has remained pretty steady and clear-cut throughout the week that there is a trough coming through, but not super heavy. But it seems like right now the flavor of the day is the GFS model, even though it's been the weakest one to follow throughout the spring and early summer.
I want to spend some time looking at these numbers from Informa as well as trade guesses for ending stocks and wheat production estimates as well, Mike, ahead of next Wednesday's crop production and world agricultural supply and demand estimate reports. First, the Informa numbers, 412 million bushels more than USDA's June estimate. That in the corn and the beans, 36 million bushels more than June. And the trade is buying these numbers?
Well, we talked to Chicago before the opening, and it's pretty interesting right now because the Chicago, I can't say if we've ever seen a more schizophrenic trade than we have seen in the Chicago traders' mindset. And I think a lot of it goes back to the early part of the week and the holiday being forced in between the trading week. The North Korean issue, we would say their posturing has pushed around the equities markets and the dollar, and the export inspections being delayed 2 extra days. And then you throw on top of it, the acreage numbers just came out, Dave, and now Informa's coming out with pretty large yield numbers. And so now Chicago this morning saying, gee, is it possible that the USDA will come out in July and raise their yield estimates because they gave such seemingly friendly acreage numbers on the June 30th report? And early word right now is the big heads up there think that, no, that's not likely because crop conditions are not really where they should be. And I guess that's where we stand, too. You could conceive and concede to the likelihood of seeing an acreage decrease and then a yield increase by USDA if you had conditions that were staying the same or improving. But we got a surprise decline in conditions this week, and we're almost certainly going to get another big decline in both corn and beans after this current week we're running in right now. So the trade isn't necessarily buying 100% into the Informa numbers. And I think that's where it goes back probably to the afternoon models. If we see it drying out a little bit, it's a big, big issue right now whether we can come back and make new weekly highs. I think where we stand with hedgers is if you take out the 10-cent premium we put in this week in D's corn and the 16-cent premium we put in coming into the morning with no beans, you're not putting much weather premium in price at all because you're right back to where you were after the acreage and stocks report.
So you're looking at something along the lines then of 151 bushels to the acre, it seems to me, pending what we see in this afternoon's weather report.
We sent our Dow Jones estimates up yesterday morning to them. We put the corn yield at 147.8. We've carried that all year long. We're going to keep carrying it until we see the USDA. We put the yield number for beans at 38.5. Both of those numbers are slightly lower than, that was the wheat number. The bean number we put at 39.5. All those numbers are on the trajectory of the 3 or 5 year average, and we've brought down the wheat, you know, a few months back, and we've seemingly been accurate in that. So we're going to sit back and see what they give us. But we're looking at pretty much a 1-3 carryover in corn right now, and we're looking at probably around a 620, 615 carryover in beans right now with our numbers. And if that's the case, then it promotes the same thing we've been promoting all year long, that beans have plenty of risk premium in them until you get to the August weather market, and then corn has just a little bit of risk premium in them, especially if we take out this week's gain.
So would you assume then that if we turn drier next week that risk premium will be right back in it?
Yeah, and I think the one thing that we've realized after watching Chicago and listening to them is if you combine what you just said on the weather, the big thing, the big question mark right now, and there's still a lot of debate in Chicago on, is the necessity to be long corn, especially on breaks. And that today may give us a lot of indication on that, Dave, but the reason they really are debating whether they want to be long at all, even though the funds are not as long as they were a month ago, is we haven't seen the cash perk up. We haven't seen that stereotypical cash-led market rally where commercials cover shorts because they're not going to buy hand-to-mouth anymore, and they know that they got to get some needs covered. And you would think, given that we're going to take our carryover down this year, unless we come out with another record-breaking crop in production yield, then you're going to have to see that happen if the weather gets worse and worse and worse next week.
Crunch the ending stock number estimates for me.
As far as?
The trade. They say the average guess for corn 2.104 for 2005-06, and for 2006-07, they're now at 1.266.
Yeah, that's right, and we would be right around that at about 1.3. You know, we're a little bit light on the export demand, but we feel like that the wheat can more than compensate for that. I think that's the other thing that we would say to everybody on the hedging side of the equation is wheat is still our major leader here because wheat, first we burn up the hard red winter crop, now we're burning up the hard red spring. All we have left is a soft red winter with extremely good yields, we know that, and good production levels. But at the same time, you've got two of the three major crops out there that have been damaged, and that leaves less and less competition for corn at the domestic level. So you throw that in the mix of a declining dollar, and you keep your export price, you know, low enough that it keeps demand steady or increasing, you're not going to have to worry about going over a 1.5 carryover in corn. In beans, it's a lot harder to say that because the demand has come on a little bit lately, but it's been slack all year long, and we know Brazil still has a bunch of it still left. So in the new crop bean ending stocks, you know, the USDA, if you ran their numbers through, you're probably looking at a 585 carryover. We're, like I said, at 620, 615 area. You know, you could move that up to 650 if you saw the demand really get weak. So it's a lot harder to pin down the demand side and therefore the ending stocks numbers in beans, whereas with corn you can say with wheat, And with the exports and a weaker dollar, you've got a real strong demand base that's not going to go away.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Take a good day.
Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
You can look at all the estimates on our website at willag.org. Also, you can sign up for our weekly agricultural e-letter. Comes to you every weekend. Plenty of analysis about the week's market. You can sign up at WILOAG.org, just page on down. Taking a look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, mostly sunny, highs from 80 to 87 degrees. Wind speeds, about 8 miles an hour, a little less. Minimum afternoon relative humidity between 30 and 40% tonight, mostly clear. Lows from the mid-50s to the mid-60s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs between 83 and 88. Tomorrow, wind speed 6 to 12 with a minimum afternoon relative humidity between 35 and 45%. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We go to Washington, D.C. for the Presidential Press Conference.